Walk 97.5 and the Ann on Raven Show want to continue to urge you to shop local Long Island. Joining us is Jenna Turner. She is the owner of Breathe. They have locations in Port Jeff, Bayshore, Riverhead. You can visit her online at breatheinspiringgifts.com. Jenna, your store looks super cool.
Thank you. It's totally morphed over the years, and it's finally where I want it to be.
But it's a little bit of everything. So I'm looking at your website, and yes, there's a lot of really beautiful things that you sell. Jewelry, healing crystals, angels, tarot cards, candles, body oils, essential oils, lotions, pretty much it's a little bit of everything.
Yes. Our primary thing when we first opened was like an accessory store, like home accents and things of that nature, more like bric-a-brac and things like that. The spiritual part of me wanted something more. And we started with just like a few tumbled stones, but mostly home accessories. And people would come in and say, do you sell incense? And I would go, oh, we're getting that on Wednesday. Or they would say, oh, do you sell sage? And I'd say, oh, that's coming in on Friday. Place an order. So it's almost like the customers kind of morphed the store for me. Then they would say like, oh, do you have healing crystals? I'm like, oh, those are coming in next Monday. And then quickly I'm like Googling how to get healing crystals.
Well, you got to hustle. You got to hustle and find out what your audience wants.
Yeah, and I love that. Instead of trying to impose your will upon the community, you're listening to what the marketplace is dictating.
On top of that, the workshops. So you have psychic and medium readings. You can go to like to the events page, the schedule, and you can see which psychics are available and you can book them for readings. But there's also learning about the crystals, the tarot card workshops, learning how to read tarot cards, beginner meditation. My gosh, I would love that. There's so many things that like you want to learn more about. You don't really know how to do it and you offer it.
I think that's great to have for the audience. And we really become a complete community-based store. I started offering beginner meditation over 10 years ago, and I was teaching it religiously every Wednesday, you know, pre-COVID, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So that's been consistent just now because of COVID, because that's such a big class. We get a really big audience on that. I haven't brought that back yet, but I have brought back some of the smaller classes that I can either do a very small group social distanced or on Zoom. It's great because you can buy the products and then also learn about it, because I've been reading tarot cards for 35 years.
Oh, man. I'm always afraid, Anna, that one time they're going to flip over a card and they're going to be like, nope, they don't want to tell me. And then I'll be like, why? And they'll be like, out.
On that note, let's go into our speed round.
Right.
So we do this thing called the speed round section where we ask you a bunch of random questions. There's no right or wrong. Most of them are pretty silly. Just answer them as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
What is the worst card you can pick out of the tarot cards?
The Three of Swords.
What does it mean?
Right.
I need to know what it
what
does.
What does it mean? What does it mean when we get the Three of Swords?
It's like heartbreak. Oh, yeah, yeah. You've been through heartbreak. You might be going through heartbreak, and you're probably still brokenhearted.
Oh, gosh. Mm. How many times have you had to kick somebody out of the store, Jenna, because no crystal was ever going to chill them out?
It just happened last Saturday.
Oh, no. My gosh. What was wrong with this person?
Oh, my God. So demanding of the time. And I'm all about giving you my time, but it was like no answer I could give was correct. I literally lit up the sage and started smoke cleansing in front of her.
Oh, man.
She smudged her.
You smudged her out of existence. I love it.
What's one thing that I should know to figure out if I'm psychic or not?
To trust your intuition, not to overthink it.
What stone do you carry when you need power?
Clear quartz.
I saw that there was a blog about how to clean crystals. How do you clean your crystals? Windex, I'm assuming?
No, definitely not Windex. Oh. And definitely not Dawn dish detergent. Sunlight and moonlight is the safest way for beginners.
Sexier smell, patchouli or sandalwood?
Patchouli, I'm wearing it right now.
Nice.
I would have went sandalwood, but I'm more of an Indiana Jones type.
All right, if you want to visit Jenna, you can head to any of her locations in Port Jeff, Bayshore, Riverhead. The store is called Breathe, and you can visit them online at breatheinspiringgifts.com.